Welcome to It's Debatable, the show where we debate anything and everything. To my left, the only man besides Jesus who can walk on water, Stephen Christopher Schramm.
What a fucking intro.
And to my right, the great, the never late, always on time, always gonna rhyme, Douglas Thurman Dietzel!
I didn't know we invited Michael Buffer!
Wow! All right, gentlemen. Today, who makes better movies? And I want to know this. Mr. Nicolas Cage.
All right, I'm a little tired, a little wired, and I think I deserve a little appreciation.
Or Mr. Adam Sandler.
Chlorophyll? More like borophyll.
Nick Cage.
Hold on. So you're taking the side of Nick Cage?
Yes, of course.
Okay. You're taking the side of Sandler. Are you okay with that, Steve?
100%.
And you're 100% Nicolas
300% Cage.
300%, actually. Wow. Yeah. I didn't know we went that high, but all right. Here we go. We're going to start on the right with Douglas and Nicolas Cage.
The Rage of Cage. The guy does it all. He is across the entire spectrum. He's been funny. He's been sad. He's been mad. He's been glad. He's done it all. Who wants a goddamn one-trick pony whose only attempt at a serious movie was the one about 9/11 and the other one was Spanglish? I don't even know the name about it, the other movie, because who the hell ever saw it? No one ever saw it.
Okay. Steve.
Totally disagree. And I was really fucking weak, Doug. But this is what I'll bring to the table. Doug tried to beat me to the punch about talking about one-trick ponies. That literally is Nick Cage in a nutshell and not Adam Sandler. You want to talk about one-trick ponies? We'll get there. But to speak about Adam Sandler specifically, talking about a guy who does it all, I've seen this guy play a Middle Eastern man. I've seen him play a woman. Not saying that movie was the best, but he had the acting range to do it. I've seen him play the devil's son, a 9/11 trauma victim, Spanglish, Punch Drunk Love. I mean, we could go on, and I'm sure we'll get there. But Adam Sandler's not a one-trick pony, and he has been delighting audiences for many of years. We are a generation that grew up on this guy, and I don't have a bad word to say about him.
Doug. Either.
Yes.
Nicolas Cage.
He has an Oscar.
Okay.
Nicolas Cage. Sandler was never nominated.
Does that make all his movies better, though? Because we're debating on who makes better movies. And
okay. Name me some Sandler's shit movies that you personally feel that I can go to him right now after this and say, defend this.
Oh, Eight Crazy Nights.
Okay.
Jack and Jill. The only good movie he's made in the last, 15 years?
Hey,
that's my boy.
Hey there, guy.
Only good movie he's made. Every other movie's been shit. Grown Ups, shit. He was trying to pander to a young audience.
Thank you for that, Doug.
No problem.
Your rebuttal.
Eight Crazy Nights was not a shitty movie. And not only was it a good animated movie, he displayed acting range with his voice. I mean, because, you know, that guy went through some trials and tribulations. But it was also something that can make Jewish kids, like, feel okay with not celebrating Christmas. I mean,
So you're saying for religion base, it was good for religion.
Yeah, like, this guy really
wasn't just about Christmas.
Has Nick Cage ever delivered something that made kids feel like, you know what, it's okay that I don't celebrate Christmas. It's okay that I'm doing Hanukkah. This guy really delivered on making kids that don't celebrate Christmas feel included. So, Eight Crazy Nights, win in my book. A big win. And I'm sure there's kids that were 8, 9 years old when that came out that are full-grown adults now. And that's part of their Hanukkah experience every year. And I'm, you know, sure they love it.
But do you personally watch that, Eight Crazy Nights?
Yeah, I've seen it a few times.
No, but do you watch, is it part of your holiday tradition?
Yeah, well, you know what the funny thing is? Every time I hear the Hanukkah song, I know Christmas is coming. It's weird. It's like, it's all...
Because you know people who celebrate Hanukkah. You have a bond with people that...
Yeah.
With the Jewish community.
Wait, don't you just use a calendar to know that Christmas is coming? You need to hear a song?
Your heart is made of stone. You would understand that Christmas, nostalgic, awesome feeling.
Speaking of Christmas and holiday feeling, how about Nick Cage when he really took the reins in Family Man?
I don't think I asked you about Nick Cage movies yet. I'm getting to you.
Doug said with Grown Ups that they were trying to pander to a younger audience.
Of course.
Bullshit. You know what Grown Ups was? Grown Ups was pandering to every person that's ever been a fan of Saturday Night Live or Adam Sandler in general for 2 freaking decades. If there's one thing that Adam Sandler does when he does these movies, is he's loyal to his buddies and he's loyal to his fans. He literally delivered on a movie that had the entire 90s cast almost from Saturday Night Live in it. And threw down a pretty good plot and did everything that needed to be done. And I think that anybody who was a fan of that was greatly appreciated.
But anybody who looked at that was also reminded that someone very important was missing from it.
Yes. And I've been saying it for years. Kevin James would never have been in that movie. You know who would have played Kevin James' character.
So I'm just saying, I think that was just a reminder
Yes.
Of what we've been missing for years.
And how funny it could have been.
And how funny.
And
if you would have put him in that role.
See, he uses, this is what I'm trying to say here. He uses his place in life, how high he is on the pedestal, to help his friends. And he's delivering you a message in Grown Ups, like, you know, this would have been awesome, you know, with Farley, but Farley's not there. And he's also like, you know what? Anybody who's ever been a fan of Saturday Night Live, which gave me my start, we're bringing them all back. Bring me Schneider, bring me Spade, bring me Chris Rock, bring everybody. We're all doing a movie together because that's what I want to do. This is a guy that literally rolls on the movie sets and wears the same fucking
doesn't
clothes for every
his
movie.
Friends.
Yeah, doesn't forget his friends.
If I may, we're not debating if he's charitable and a good friend.
There's a bigger picture here. And what I'm trying to say is with Eight Crazy Nights, he made Jewish children feel great. With Grown Ups, he made the SNL audience feel good. The bigger point I'm trying to make is he makes better movies because he does it for certain reasons okay. And it appeals to more people.
Jack
That's the point
Jill.
I'm trying to make.
Jack and Jill got, what did he do it for Al Pacino?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because Al Pacino was at a place in life where he needed a fucking, okay. He needed some help.
Yeah.
Hard to defend Jack and Jill, but what I can say is I'm sure there's some twins out there that have been through whatever that movie tried to portray and in some weird way
what
probably
did
hit home
it,
with
what
them.
What did it portray?
Just, you know, having a twin and having it be annoying as fuck. I don't know. I don't have a twin, but I assume you get annoyed with them.
Most twins I know are very close. They feel when one another's hurt.
But how about twins that are the same actor? Everybody was grasping for straws at the box office with their money. Here, take my money. I just need Adam Sandler with a wig on.
So Jack and Jill, to me personally, you have no defense on that.
We said overall who makes better movies. Not everyone's going to be a winner. It's hard to defend.
I get that. What was the other one?
Spanglish.
Yeah. What about that one, Steve?
The range of emotion that he shows in that in that picture, it really delivers on a dramatic role. And that was actually one of the first ones he was serious in. So it turned off a lot of his audience. But that doesn't mean it's a bad movie.
I'm curious to see what kind of ratings that movie got. To be honest with you, I never watched it. So I'm not going to judge on it based on that.
Oh, yeah. Look at this. 52% of Rotten Tomatoes. Really great film.
Who the fuck cares what Rotten Tomatoes has to say?
For drama and action films, you go with it. Not for comedy.
Ever for comedy. I agree with that.
Fine.
I do. Before we get into Nick Cage, Eight Crazy Nights. It's pro-holiday, not necessarily concentrating on Christmas.
Yeah.
Do you think it's beneficial?
I don't think so. Star Wars made a shitty holiday movie. Doesn't mean it's great. There's a lot of terrible holiday movies. Holiday movie doesn't mean it's going to be a tradition. It's just a piece of shit they put out there. They put a bow on it and they said, hey, see it. Adam Sandler's in it. And then all these dumb idiots went and saw it.
Because Sandler's in it.
Correct.
Okay. Let's talk about Nick Cage.
Yeah, let's talk about him. Face Off, The Rock, Con Air, Gone in 60 Seconds, Trapped in Paradise, Snake Eyes. That was just the 90s. He's done so many amazing films. Even when he started in the 80s, he was in some comedy movies. Fast Times at Ridgemont High, one of his first movies. He didn't touch
comedy, and that was a great movie.
He was always fun.
Steve, do you disagree? Fast Times at Ridgemont High?
Nick Cage's role in Fast Times at Ridgemont High
doesn't matter.
So fucking small.
I didn't ask about his role. I asked if the movie was good and if it was a comedy.
Yeah, it is.
It is
a comedy.
And he is in it, yes. Okay, thank you.
Just think about Nick Cage quotes. You quote Nick Cage more than you ever would quote Adam Sandler. Just think about this one. I want to take his face. Off, eyes, nose, skin, teeth.
That's coming off. That's a little disturbing, but I'm going to guess that's from the movie Face Off.
Correct. In that movie, he played two different characters. He played himself, and then he had to switch and act like
into Travolta. The character of Sean Archer, which I know personally because I do know the movie.
Amazing film.
Caster Troy was his original character.
Correct.
Which he did switch midway through the movie once
Correct.
His face came off.
Off.
To be fair,
yes,
we opened this debate and I immediately had to defend some questionable movies made by Adam Sandler. And we're going over a highlight reel right now
of all the things Nick Cage made.
Well, that's how great Nick Cage is. He has a highlight reel.
All I did was ask him because you just went pro Sandler, right?
That's all he went. That's all he talked about.
You went pro Sandler. Right after I came at you to defend some movies that he said was shit.
Which I did.
Number one, you didn't even take advantage of talking about Happy Gilmore.
So we'll get there, I assume.
So, yes, you will have your moment in the sun. Doug, where were we before we were rudely interrupted?
Just talking about the amazing rules that he was saying. You were talking about Caster Troy and how he actually killed a kid the first, 2 minutes of a movie.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Sniped
when people think about, what's that movie when
really
that guy kills a kid? During
portrayed the a violent killer.
Amazing. He was humping. He was pretty creepy, but he went there. He committed 110%.
He was not afraid to dress up as a priest.
Yes.
And portray a priest, someone of a religion, and disrespect that religion. He wasn't afraid of it.
He embraced it.
He embraced it.
He went for it.
I just want to point that out real quick. Steve, your moment in the sun has arrived.
I'd like to start it with titles, just to reiterate some things that you guys didn't talk about, Nick Cage. Just looking through here, what the hell is Outcast, Left Behind, Dying of the Light, Joe, The Frozen Ground, Stolen, Season of the Witch, Drive Angry, Seeking Justice, Trespass.
Season of the Witch, I do know.
Okay. But most of these we don't, right?
No.
So
no.
If you want to talk about who's pumping out shitty movies at a faster rate than anybody could even think of, I only just went back 3 years. So how many movies did I just name? This guy is pumping shitty movies out faster than we could fucking do anything. What else do we got here? We got G-Force. What the fuck is that? Nobody's even heard of that. Bangkok Dangerous.
If I'm not mistaken, what was the topic of debate here? You're naming me shittier movies. Who makes better?
Hey, you're sitting here bashing my guy? A bunch of those movies are really, really good.
He just named Face Off.
Uh-huh. What is your Snake comparison Eyes? As Face Off?
Billy Madison, Happy Gilmore, first two movies ever. We knew that was coming. That's a thing. Little Nicky.
Of course.
Everyone loves Little Nicky. I've heard some people say they don't like it, but most people do. Mr. Deeds, that's my boy. I'm going to go out on a limb here, but I think Click's a good movie.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God. That makes me Click's sad. A good
movie.
Really?
He shows his acting range and Winkler. Makes it a good movie.
It was nothing makes without Winkler.
The Waterboy, The Wedding Singer.
Wedding Singer was good.
Wow. Anger Management, Jackie Nicholson, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So the list goes on and on and on. Not only are his movies better, they have brought more joy to people. Nick Cage steps on the screen. You want to talk about being a one-chick pony? Nick Cage steps on the screen every single time. He's like, hi, I'm Nick Cage. You can be my hummingbird, you know, or whatever the hell he's going to say.
Movie, dude.
Whatever he's going to do. But literally, there's no range there. He's just, hi. He's but Nick Cage all the freaking time. Adam Sandler, multiple characters out of the multiple movies that I just named, not the same dude. The Devil's Son. The Water Boy, a golfer,
wait, so you're telling
a guy who goes back to school, a guy who could play a woman, a guy who could play a time traveler, a guy, you know, the anger management guy. It's just.
What are you telling me, right? You're telling me that Adam Sandler could play any character and Nick Cage is just that one guy on the plane.
That's
going,
what I'm saying.
Mahumberg.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Because name any movie where his tone changes.
Leaving Las Vegas when he won an Oscar. How about that one? Everybody appreciated him that year. And during that speech, he mentioned how much that he loves acting and he hopes to do it forever. And he's doing that. He's doing these roles because he loves what he does.
I think a good movie, what bases a good movie, is something that you could totally get enthralled in. You sit down, you turn your brain off, you forget about the world, and it is what it is. When you're doing that, you could get it done better with a comedy. You can't turn your brain off.
Comedy is the escape.
It's the escape because you could watch a couple of Nick Cage's movies where – you're not in reality, but you kind of are because some shit's fucked up. It could be sad. It could be whatever. When you escape with comedy, you truly, truly escape. And that's what makes it a better movie because you could bring more joy to people by doing something like that. Now, again, we said Adam Sandler's made some dramatic movies and killed it when he did it, especially that 9/11 movie that Doug bashed earlier.
What was the name of that movie? Yeah. It left such an impact on your life.
Well, first off, we're not laughing at 9/11.
Rain Over Me. Thank you.
There what? No.
A Rain on Me.
You know what I wish I could forget?
Wasn't Don Pixels. Sheila in that movie? Was that his name? John Don Sheila?
Yeah. Bedtime Stories, The Do-Over.
Hold on, wait. I like Pixels. Peter Dinklage was in it.
Oh, yeah, that's such a great movie.
But Peter Dinklage was in it. It counts for something. Who doesn't like Peter Dinklage?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't mean that it's a great movie just because one actor you like is in it.
Of course. I like Adam Sandler. I like Peter Dinklage. Hold on. Before I go to this next question, Steve.
Yeah.
Best Sandler movie in your mind?
That's tough.
Just give me one of the top. How about not the best? Just give me one of the top.
Waterboy.
One of the top Cage movies.
Well, I'm going to tell you, my personal favorite, mm-hmm. Gone in 60 Seconds. That's funny. My name's Roger. Two Rogers don't make a right. That classic line? That movie's amazing. Just think back how amazing he was in that movie, stealing cars, hooking up with Angelina Jolie when she was at her hottest.
Does it count that it's a remake?
It still counts. You don't think Sandler made movies that were done before? I'm sure there was a movie with...
It was. The Longest Yard was a remake.
Correct.
Mr. Deeds was a remake.
Was it a remake? Yeah.
Oh, wow.
See, another one. Something I didn't know. But that's what you would compare as his greatest movie? Listen, let's just talk about The Rock. The lines that came out of that weren't even his, though, not necessarily. But it doesn't matter because he was in it.
Great story. Every time that he steps on screen in a movie, you're just staring at him. You're captured by Nick Cage. Sometimes in the movies, Adam Sandler's not the best character. There's other people that are more memorable. Anger Management, Jack Nicholson.
It is hard to step on a screen with Jack Nicholson and not be outshined. Adam Sandler has made a ton of movies where he has not been outshined by anybody.
Listen, it comes down to this. A lot of the shit movies that Nick Cage has made as of late are due to his financial status.
Yeah, he owned a bunch of castles throughout the world. 12 castles. Giant. He needed to pay them off to avoid tax evasion. So he did anything to help out his family.
And Adam Sandler pumped all these movies out on Netflix because he can. He just wants to show up in sweatpants and a t-shirt and just live his life. That's kind of commendable. Wouldn't you want to do that if you could? Like, hey, just show up here in a Jets t-shirt and some sweatpants and mail it in?
I would never wear a Jets t-shirt. I would wear a Jets t-shirt. I would never wear a Giants t-shirt.
Shampoo is better. No conditioner is better.
I'm going to tell you right now. I want closing arguments right now.
The Rage of Cage. He was actually in a movie called Rage. You got Face Off, you got Snake Eyes, you got The Rock, you got Con Air. And again, the guy's won an Oscar. Are there shit movies? Are there bad apples in the bunch? Yeah. But for the most part, they are delicious apples that you'd bake into a pie, eat that pie, maybe fuck the pie, because Nicolas Cage makes far better movies. He's not a one-trick pony like Sandler that gets better people in his movies to carry the weight.
So we're talking—
Cage is the man.
We're talking Ridgemont High.
Great movie.
Great movie. Face Off. The Rock. Snake Eyes.
Amazing films. I might have to have a little marathon when I get home.
Wow.
Yeah.
But then I look over at Madison.
Hi.
Hey.
One of the things that defines a great movie is being able to watch it over and over and over and over again. And Nick Cage, you did just mention a couple that you can. I mean, I've seen Face Off countless times. Gone in 60 Seconds, I actually enjoy a lot too. But when you're cruising through the channels and you see TNT has That's My Boy on and The Rock or Snake Eyes is on TBS, you're probably going to go to That's My Boy because you want to laugh. You want to have a good time. And that's the best part about it. Every time that Adam Sandler movie's on, a better movie is one that you could laugh with. It's one that you could escape reality with. It's one that you can enjoy yourself and just totally forget the outside world exists and totally just enthrall yourself into that. And Adam Sandler has more of those than Nick Cage has. More of them. More better movies where when you lose yourself in a movie, that means it's a good movie. With Nick Cage, you can only go back to one, two, three, maybe just that you circle that three. You just rotate them and you go, okay, these were the good ones. And that's what it is. With Adam Sandler, you have more of a library of better movies to watch. Billy Madison, Happy Gilmore, Waterboy, Wedding Singer, 50 First Dates, Little Nicky, Anger Management, That's My Boy. Click. It goes on and on and on and on. You get more of a library. So better movies, not movie was the question. Movies, we're talking plural here. There is a better library of Adam Sandler movies than there is of Nick Cage. And when you want to escape reality and go do that, then that's who you should be watching because, like I said, it's not even a question. They're way better.
I want to thank you both today for arguing each side. Doug, I kindly ask you to look up National Treasure for me, which we did not mention.
Sure. No, I did mention that once.
Did you mention?
Yeah, I love that film.
I enjoyed that.
What do you want me to check out?
Were they shit?
Oh, they were great films.
I enjoyed them, but I want to make sure
it's 6.9 on IMDb.
Okay. So I've listened to both closing arguments, which were great. We have Face Off. We have Snake Eyes. We have Con Air, which we didn't mention, which I personally believe Stone Cold Steve Austin was an influence, or they influenced Cyrus the Virus on that character. Ball.
Agreed. OJ,
right? In my eyes. I don't know which one came first off the top of my head.
But it was not brought up by
him. It was not.
I did mention it.
Would have been a great point.
If we went back, if you rewind this.
We're not putting it on the record.
You'll hear. I did mention
it. Off the record. Off the record. But I go to Sandler, and I look at Sandler, and we've got Eight Crazy Nights, Jack and Jill, that were complete shit. I won't say Eight Crazy Nights was complete shit. Jack and Jill was complete shit.
Total shit.
Okay, but we still had Happy Gilmore, Billy Madison. What do we have?
That's Wedding Singer.
Wedding Singer. That's My Boy.
Waterboy.
Waterboy.
Click.
Click.
Great. Anger Management. 50 First Dates.
Wow, 50 First Dates. Forgot about that one. Great movies.
Yeah.
Great movies. So I want to say that you did not do your best today, sir, because winners go home and they cry about their best. Or I'm sorry, quitters, losers. Winners go home and fuck the prom queen. That was a quote from The Rock.
Okay. Woo!
You've won. Sandler wins. He's made way better movies. He's not the better actor.
Man,
that is— You really think? What was that friggin'— You pulled the veil out and I thought I had it.
No, you thought, but you fucking thought wrong. You know what happens when you assume.
This is very disappointing.
I don't know. Not for me. It feels pretty good.
Let's say movie-wise.
Yeah.
Sandler's got way better. It's
the bigger library.
Nick Cage is a better actor. We were arguing that I would give you Nick Cage all day. We're talking movies, and that's what he knew.
I guarantee he played war back and forth, and he named a movie.
That's what I brought to the table. Who had a bigger library?
Based on the arguments today.
Don't be mad at me, Doug. I'm not a monster.
I'm really pissed right now, but Shram, you won.
Yeah.
Trust me. Listen, I'm a Nick Cage fan all day.
I know you are.
All day I'm a Nick Cage fan. But if we were arguing as an actor, come on. I mean, Adam Sandler, fucking.
I wouldn't have sat down for this debate. Yeah. But who makes better movies and who has a bigger library?
Sorry, Doug. Wins all day.
Damn. I was ready. I had it all planned out that I was going to say after this win, I could eat a peach for hours. But I didn't win.
But instead, you got to get in the flash.
Instead, I fucked up the quote from The Rock.
That's all right.
Well, Shram, how do you feel?
Amazing as always.
All right. So the Rage of Cage lost. Sandler shit films.
The Sandman.
The Sandman, as they call him.
He calls himself that. Well, anyway, well, thanks for listening. Don't forget to review, rate, and share our podcast. Good night.
Hey there. Don't forget to check out our previous episodes and rate us. Lastly, I want to apologize to Mr. Nicolas Cage for losing. And now I must play this clip of how I feel. Thanks for listening.
Don't move me! Ah! What is it? What is it? What is that? What is that? What is it? Oh, no, no, not the beast! Not the beast! Ah! Oh, my eyes!